Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
it is good to have you listening today. A tough day for our Falcons, who were hit with a big fine by the NFL for the prank call to Shedeur Sanders. Now, again, Jeff Ulbrich didn't do this. His son did. But somebody's got to be responsible because he had sensitive information, as the NFL deemed it. And therefore, the organization got a $250,000 fine. Jeff Ulbrich has been fined $100,000. And, Mike, before we let our listeners hear what he said today, the first thing I will tell you is, as a Falcon fan, you know, we just want to be talking about winning. We want to be talking about right. The things that get us excited with the players that we've got, the playmakers, Mike, the things that we're all looking forward to, and hopefully that's to come. Let's let this be one of the last things in the last X amount of years that we're talking about, Mike, that's outside of the realm of football. We've had so many things that have taken place where draft picks have been taken away. There's been investigations. I'm tired of this. And it's not anybody, one particular player or coach's fault. But as a fan base, this is the stuff that people hit us up on. They all want to talk about this.
I mean, think about this. Since the season ended, right, we had Kirk Cousins making the media rounds at the Super Bowl saying, oh, no, I was really hurt. You know, so we had all that fiasco. Then we had him basically demands a meeting with the owner. I mean, these are major stories about your football team, which is always the biggest story in your NFL city. And then we get this, and the good news is, look, Shedeur Sanders and Deion, they took the high road. You'll hear Jeff talk about it in a second. But apology accepted. I think that, you know, some talking heads on TV, whether it's bloggers or writers or former athletes, I mean, you got to get some perspective. Either way, there was such a hue and cry over this. We now find out that Abdul Carter and other players also got pranked.
Yep.
We found out, you know, yesterday or earlier that Tyler Warren got pranked. You know, there's a bunch of players throughout the NFL, not all certainly from related to our Falcons assistant son, but only one was the guy who fell through the draft like a turd from heaven, and it created this firestorm. Well, if you wanted controversy, you got it. Now they got their pound of flesh from the Falcons. No team I've ever rooted for, Carl, gets more dings for dumb stuff. Fake crowd noise, Kirk Cousins calling to a trainer 6 hours too soon. You know, all this reflects in draft picks, and in this case, cash. It's just silly. I'm with you. Let's get back to football.
Let's get back to the things that we should be talking about and the excitement that we want. With that said, I do want you to hear Jeff Ulbrich's apology. He said he was shocked, obviously, when he found out about this, but he didn't waste time. He immediately took the right steps. And today, accepting this punishment, guys, for me, we're closing this door. Like, let's move on, man. There's so many exciting things. And, Mike, we talked about this. We're on this draft high, right, where we're like, oh, look, we got an edge. We got Jalen. We got a Georgia player. Like,
right.
Hey, everything that I've been feeling. And then today it's almost like, oh, here we go again. Here's Jeff Ulbrich today talking to the media about what he did and how they did this as far as what's been done. But again, I'm accepting his apology, and I'm ready to move on. Here's Jeff Olbrich.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shadur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shadur and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this. They've been challenging, but you know, we brought this upon ourselves, you know, and the fact that I didn't protect the data well enough and my son did something, obviously he has a great amount of regret.
That is Jeff Olbrich. Lots of regret. On a personal level, between his son and you know, a father, that trust has got to be regained. But that's their issue. That is a family issue. And I'm talking about just from a coaching standpoint, Mike. We want the best DC to put the best players on the field, to put the best scheme out there, and let's make plays. And let's get turnovers. And let's score touchdowns. And let's get pick sixes. Like, those are the things I want Jeff focused on. But this is something that we have to deal with right now. And, again, for everybody that said, hey, this deserves some kind of punishment. Well, you got it. Here it is.
Right.
$250,000 for the Falcons, $100,000 for him, and this is the end of it.
Right. And as we said, there are other, you know, other players got pranked. I'm not sure if the NFL did a deep dive into those as far as where that breach come from or how someone got access to the numbers. As we said, you know, young man's going to have to deal with this for a while, you know, and I don't know if he had any intention of ever working in the NFL. As we said yesterday, don't believe that's going to be an option for him. But, you know, you embarrass your dad, you know, and we said it. I mean, don't mess with your old man's money. And if you're Arthur Blank, you're like, I said this to Carl Cross, like, what do you think Arthur Blank's thinking? I'm too old for this, Blank. Literally, not Blank, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So just like I said, we got some really good things going on. That's why it was such a buzzkill. It's like, why can't we have nice things around here? We make a draft that nails everything we always wanted, and maybe it's a bit of a risk with Pierce, but still, folks are excited. And then we spent, you know, 72 hours on this nonsense.
So it's been 17 months, and this is what I'm talking about as a Falcon fan. We're not talking about the last 7 years where we haven't been to the playoffs. That's been frustrating. Just the last 17 months. You guys remember when Arthur Smith was fined for the injury report or allegedly violating the NFL injury report? That was week 7 against the Bucks. Remember Bijan was out there? That was a $25,000 fine. Now, the point is...
That's right. The concussion, no concussion, headache. What it
correct.
Was, right?
And we were like, what happened? Why are we getting fined? What's happening? So the Falcons were fined $75,000, and I think Arthur Smith was fined $25,000. Then you go, all right, well, that's fine. That was December of 2023. Fast forward to June of 2024, the Cousins thing happens. Oh, tampering. Darnell Mooney, Kirk Cousins. $250,000. This is why Mike is saying in our owner's voice, I'm too old for this, Blank. And then you fast forward to this, and now this is the latest thing that happened. We're talking about within a two-year period where all of these fines have been hit with the football team, and everybody's talking about this stuff instead of the stuff that really matters. Right. I'm over it. Let's play. Let's make some plays, and let's get back to being relevant on the field.
And hopefully this is the year that we put an end to all the dysfunction, right? And we put some function in our defense. But to Carl's point, you know, the Noisegate thing where somebody we believe in the organization, at least was in the organization, that's inside information, dropped that we had pumped, you know, fake crowd noise into
had
the Georgia Dome.
Had to be.
The fifth round pick in our amazing 2016 draft. Carl and I was talking about Carl when I looked it up this morning. I forgot that, wow, you know, who knows, man? Maybe we would have found some dude that could have helped in that secondary as the Patriots were picking us apart in that second half of Super Bowl 51. We'll never know. But that was $350 in a pick. And if you want to take it back even further to this franchise, Jim Mora Jr. and the Falcons get fined $25,000 for using a cell phone on the sideline. There's a game down in Tampa. That's the one where Mora got into it with Archer on the plane because Mora was a little prickly, But that's when they were trying to get the status of the playoffs. Do we need to win? Can we play for the tie? Mm. And that was a fight. So sometimes you begin to say, you know, sometimes you find trouble. Other times you're the person that trouble finds. And we've been an organization, which is the latter, unfortunately.
Yeah. And by the way, Jeff Olbrich, I said this earlier as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's no way he wanted to come here and be a distraction. No way. But sometimes things happen, and now you have to deal with it, and somebody has to be responsible. Someone's not going to get up there. Again, it was his fault that this sensitive information got out. So he took the punishment. They're taking their medicine, and we'd love to hear what you guys think. 404-726-0929. As we said, hopefully we can start focusing in on the things that are going to be an exciting part of what's to come for this team over the next season. And we can put some of this stuff behind us. But again, nobody suspected this. Like, guys, you're watching the draft. When this news broke over the weekend, Mike, you're like, huh? You're like, what? What? What are you talking about? Like, right. nobody expected that it would get to this point, how big this prank was, or to Mike's point, how much it would be talked up to give it even more momentum. Because I do feel like if this was maybe another organization, Mike, or maybe another player, does it get this kind of run? I don't know if it does. I don't feel like it would have. Either way, it was Shedeur Sanders who happened to be the story of the draft, and that's why I think this got the momentum it did. But I'm not telling you it was right. It was wrong to do.
Right, and now it's over. And Deion, as we said, and really cool, and Deion talked about it. It's enough with the foolishness. Time to talk about football. Amen. And as we said, now we can get on with it. And now we're just excited to see where is Kirk Cousins going to go. And that'd be the next chapter to close the book on that chapter. Or close the chapter on that book, I should say, with Cousins. But right now, as we know, as we learned talking with Brian Baldinger, you can always rewind bloop, on the Odyssey app. But Baldy was saying, just it sure sounds like it's going to be Pittsburgh. But he has no idea, like anyone else, what Aaron Rodgers' ultimate decision is going to be. The only real outlet for us, if there ever was one, regardless of what how much you're going to get or nothing you're going to get, maybe a draft pick, would have been the Steelers for Cousins. Maybe not.
Maybe not. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. By the way, Jeff Olbrich wasn't the only one speaking today at Flowery Branch. Our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, was asked about Cousins working as the backup. Wait until you hear what he said. We're going to play it for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
More on the Falcons as our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, spoke to the media today. What's up, Zach? It's been a minute, man. We want this offense to be explosive. Michael McIntosh hit me up, Mike, at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. Put 'Em Up! And Mike Bell, ATL. He says, why the heck did the Falcons get fined? They did nothing wrong. Even, he said, you know, Ulbrich should have been should not have been fined. Guys, Michael, sensitive information. You are responsible for that. And the best way, I think Mike brought a great point up earlier, before we let you hear what Zach Robinson had to say, for your company, if you are responsible for information, right, this is why you always have to be careful on your computer and right. phones and doing stuff, and sensitive information gets out about your company, and that is leaked, and somehow that is used in a way, whether it be criminal or otherwise, guys, you're responsible. And so that's why the Falcons, as an organization, by allowing that information to be right. leaked.
Now, as we said earlier, I guess, you know, if you ever got to a civil lawsuit or something, some lawyer would argue, look, Shador Sanders was not an NFL employee at this stage. You know, he was yet to be signed, but does it matter? There's a database of privileged information, you know, as you just laid out, you know, the contact information for all these potential players that coaches will be speaking with. So, look, the good news is it soon will be in the rear view, and everybody who's literally gnashing their teeth like this was the friggin' JFK assassination. It was a racist conspiracy of the NFL. And again, it was two different conversations, but unfortunately, a funny prank, ha ha ha, pretty funny now, obviously blew up in their face because this was the only story of the NFL draft.
All right. With that said, by the way, what is your expectation before we get into this for this offense? We did not draft another offensive weapon, but what is your expectation,
Mike? Oh, we got a weapon. Nick Nash.
Undrafted free agent.
Hey, man, listen, again, I don't care what level you played at, you know, like Pete Rose was. I don't care if it's the chicken blank league. I mean, look, the guy led out of all college football in touchdowns, receptions, and yards. And was it San Jose State?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd love to see if this guy can crack the lineup because, as we said, yeah, man, there's Heisman Trophy winners that couldn't be starters in the NFL, let alone a guy that wasn't undrafted. But I'm excited to see how he fits in the mix. I'd love to know, and I know I mentioned this to you earlier, that Randy McMichael always says, and I always defer to the tight end, that, you know, the way that Zach Robinson's offense is set up, that he feels that Drake is in the place where Pitts should be. And maybe that's contributing to why Pitts' numbers are so pedestrian. And not to make excuses, Carl, you got to bring that inner fire, but maybe that's why at times it seems like Pitts checks out, knowing that his number's not getting called. I don't know. But meanwhile, we know that Drake does produce, and another sidebar today, they picked up the fifth-year option on Drake London.
That they did, which was something they needed to do. I got a message from my buddy Andre today. And Mike, he says to me, Dukes, I heard about this kid last year. So I started following him. And I'll be damned, the Falcons brought him in as an unrestricted free agent, undrafted, should I say. He yeah. says, obviously, the dig on him was weight. When you look at, you know, will he get bigger? Mm-hmm. And he goes on to tell me way more than I wanted to know about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, no, again, for some reason, I didn't know Kobe Bryant from hole in the wall, not the Kobe Bryant. We're talking C-O-B-E-E.
Kansas.
But this is Kansas, who was rocking number two. Will not be wearing number two for the Falcons, I'm going to guess. But that's Matt Ryan's number. But Kobe is a guy that he kept coming up on my mock drafts. And so I'm like, well, let me take a look at this dude. And you really see the skills. And the draft, you know, breakdown of the profile from NFL Network certainly shows that they think this guy can be a player for depth initially and special team contributor, but a guy who's going to crack a starting lineup.
Well,
I mean, eventually.
As I said to Andre, I like his competitive fire is there. Sometimes just because you don't get drafted don't mean you don't belong in the NFL. And that's the thing. Like, oh, he's undrafted. Don't get caught up in that. This kid played at a high level. Right. It's going to be interesting to see his development. Let's talk about our offensive coordinator, though, and what he had to say today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First thing, as far as Zach Robinson is concerned, Mike, he was asked about, believe it or not, Kirk Cousins working as the backup. Zach?
It's been fine. You know, we're obviously, you know, just getting back in the building. Kirk's been here, you know, a handful of days, and so you know, for us, it's just we're just going back to work. And for Kirk, obviously, he's in a role that he, you know, ended the season in as the backup, and would expect him to, you know, just like he did last year, just be there for Mike, be there for anybody on the offense. For me, when I'm up there installing, it's really not that much different. We had that same situation late in the season. Obviously, when we made the switch, everybody got on board with it then, and everybody's, you know, on board with it now, obviously. But Kirk's obviously a valuable player to this offense, to this team, you know, and he's here. We're going to coach him just like we do every other player on the team. So I don't feel an awkwardness personally, you know, with me or the coaches, but you know, I understand he wants to go play somewhere, but shoot, we'll coach the guys that are here and expect Kirk to, you know, to give us the same thing back.
By the way, Cousins then said, yeah, I'm on board, but I don't like it.
Now, again, you guys know the drill in his contract. He's got final say here. Nobody's calling. Can't trade you if nobody wants you, okay? So this list of demands, I can only go to a team where I am the only quarterback and clearly the number one. No quarterback waiting in the wings will be drafted. Well, good luck with that, okay, because that doesn't exist. So there really is nowhere for Kirk other than if for some reason Aaron Rodgers decides he's going to wait for somebody to blow a knee out and then come in like to the rescue midseason next year. Don't know. As we said earlier, Pittsburgh's probably the only real spot. You know, Cleveland, I think, has got the quarterback situation under control right now.
They got more than they need, I think.
Right, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, and they don't have one. That's why it's funny. You know, when you have two quarterbacks, you really don't have one. Cleveland is out on this whole thing. There's no way they're going to make any kind of move there. But the big thing is Zach Robinson, and I appreciate it. He said, look, it doesn't feel awkward for me. This is what we're doing at the end of the season, and we're just, you know, coming back and getting back to work. What about Bijan, Mike? This is something you've pointed out as well. I love B. I think he's going to be a top three back in this league, and ultimately I think he's going to be that top dude. With that said, the one thing he's missing, what did you tell me he was missing? Big, explosive runs. We're talking 50, right. 60, 70-yard
runs. The only thing missing, guys, and that's the thing that Jahmyr Gibbs has, that's what every other major running back has, he just doesn't seem to have, be the one that takes it out of the house.
Here's what Zach Robinson, our OC, said about that today.
But, yeah, no, he's such a talented guy. Some of the, you know, you appreciate him, obviously, in season, you know, for what he's doing. And then when you're able to go back in the offseason and watch the tape just from a singular lens of what he was able to do, nobody would rather have, obviously, than him. But he's so talented. His vision and the things that he can see and feel in tight quarters is unlike anything I've ever seen. So just hope for that uptick, like we're saying, with the explosives.
Uptick on the explosives. He's right. And let's hope that happens. Hey, man, let's talk about what the biggest difference is going into this year is familiarity. And you talk about the scheme. Mike, he addressed this a little bit. Now, he didn't tell us, you know, Pitts is out of position. But he addressed, like, hey.
Right. We want to know why Pitts isn't maximizing his talent.
Okay.
Because I'm sick. By the way, if I hear Pitts being the best Pitts he can be, is anyone ever going to call this? I mean, I know you can't criticize a player because heaven forbid, right, in 2025. But, I mean, is anyone ever going to say we need Pitts to be better? We need Pitts to demand more of himself, and we've got to do a better job of getting him involved in this game plan. That's what I want to hear.
Well, Fondo said that. He didn't say the last part about putting him in a better position. But he did say we want him
to be the best Pitts he can be.
He did say that.
Be all you can be, Kyle Pitts.
Army reference there. Hey, let's hear what Zach Robinson said about the biggest difference going into this year.
You know, I was telling some of these guys just the comfort knowing that, hey, we're a year into the system. The guys, there's a ton of continuity coming back. Last year, it was completely new system, a lot of new players, everybody kind of getting to know each other, learn each other. I know my coaching staff really well. I know our players really well. I know what we did well, you know, from a schematic standpoint, and what our guys can do, and what are some of the things that we can do going forward with a different quarterback. So it feels like once the offseason hit, I was like, man, this feels really nice to be able to just kind of, all right, let's set the table here. Let's get down to the finer details of what we're trying to get accomplished. And it's been a breath of fresh air. I got a buddy, Nick Cayley, you know, who's first time OC in Houston, and he's calling me nonstop. And I'm just like, man, I remember those shoes. Like, don't hesitate with questions because there's so many things that inevitably come up that you think you have a plan for this, and then you got to adapt on the fly. So I definitely don't envy his situation right now. I know he's excited to get his hands on that group because they got some talented guys. But it's a lot of fun coming in the offseason with a year under your belt.
You know, we talked last year about the decisions that Ra made, Carl putting his staff together, and Jimmy Lake, unfortunately, was a swing and a miss, you know, and Ra had to take things over. And out of respect, he didn't really tell you how much he was taking things over.
For sure.
But to his point, we did say this, give us credit here on Dukes and Bell, Carl and I were saying, learning curve for anybody is a first-time OC in the league. And oh, by the way, you're throwing the craziest curveball of all with a Kirk Cousins fiasco, where a guy who's, you know, setting the single-game record for passing all of a sudden looks like he's got a noodle arm. All of a sudden, he can't do anything.
It's true.
You know, then you got to break in the rook, and all this was happening, you know, in real time with the playoff race going down. So he had a lot of stuff on his plate.
Yeah, Nick Cayley is the new OC for the Texans. He replaced Bobby Slowick, who just a few years ago was one of the top candidates to maybe get a head coaching job. So that's the guy he's talking about. They go back, they're friends. I'll tell you this, man, when Zach got the job, this was right maybe a few days after, and I was up at Flowery Branch, Mike, and he was walking down from the fields, and I saw him, and to his point, It wasn't that the job was too big for him. He did a good job, I thought, last year. Mike's right about all the circumstances that he had dealing that he was dealing with. But he's walking around, Mike, and I said, hey, Zach, what's going on? And he had that look in his eye. You know that look like the first day you're at work where you're kind of like trying to find your bearings and you're like, who's who and where's this door lead to?
Right.
What's the code to get in? Like, that's how he looked. And it wasn't that, again, it was bigger than him, but it was like that moment of, oh, crap, I am about to be the offensive coordinator here, and I got to get to work. It's Dukes and Bell. Last thing, Mike, you want to know about Pitts? Here's what he said about Kyle Pitts today.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm expecting Kyle to take a big jump, you know, year two of the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time. It's is those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him. And that's going to be a lot of fun to see his growth.
And be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
Don't do it. Remember the Commanders game where Penix hits him across the middle at the end of that game?
Right at the goal line. That was one of the best. I said it to you earlier. Amazing laser throw from laser from Penix. And Pitts holds on to it. A tough catch in traffic.
Can we get more of that?
Yes. Yes, it's there. That's what makes – that's why, you know, when we get into these Pitts conversations, we always get these guys, you're dogging Pitts. We all want Pitts to be the best Pitts he can be because when you see the freakish talent, remember we thought this guy was the unicorn in 2021. Just been so few and far between. Yeah. Look at the Bucs game, man. Two scores, including the one he left on the goal line.
That's true. All right, man, we're coming back. Mike, I got to tell you something. I am – I just started watching this thing, and I am – again, I am fascinated at – stuff like this. I'm going to tell you what it is. You may have already seen it. And if you have, don't tell me.
Is it the kangaroo going down 85 by Auburn?
No, but I would have loved to have seen that. But this has got my attention span. Like, I cannot wait to get home to watch the rest of this thing. I'll tell you what it is. Also, we'll get you caught up on the latest in the world of sports coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, man, we didn't catch up with Grant McCauley today because the Braves game was just wrapping up as we were rolling through all the Falcons audio from the coaches today. But Braves taking on the chin and unusual low-scoring game in Denver 2-1. And unfortunately, they don't get to 500, but they do win another series, do the Braves, Carl. But wrap up the month, just a game under 500 and feeling a lot better, as we said, with Brett Boone about the Bravos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, Sale today.
Didn't get no run support.
No, but this has been, when we've lost, this has been the issue. I mean, we've had halfway decent pitching, but you're still not getting what we thought we'd get at this point in the season, Mike. I have to look at the averages as far as, you know, and it's a little skewed because we had won 9 of our last 11, which is during that stretch. Going into today, we had scored probably more runs than any point in the season. But It is interesting. But, yeah, Braves, man, look, we're headed in the right direction. And how good do you feel now heading into this weekend versus, let's just say, 2 weeks ago? You would have felt completely different.
Right. And hopefully Ronald Acuña is going to hit the ground running. But one thing for sure, you're going to still have to do some shopping at the trade deadline. It's hard to see this bullpen getting, you know, to a point where you're really feeling confident in it night in, night out. But it showed signs. Obviously, you win, you know, 8 of 10 there for a good turnaround and beating up on bad teams. I had somebody say today, well, the Rockies stink. Well, yeah, I mean, they're horrible. That right fielder's a butcher. But, hey, man, you got to take what they give you.
Mike, I started watching this Karen Reed doc.
Oh.
You guys know about this? So, and I'm a junkie for this stuff. Like, Michelle's always like, murder! And I'm like, okay, right, relax. But Karen Reed allegedly hit her boyfriend. He was a cop in Boston. And I started watching this doc. It's on Max. And this thing is unbelievable. Like, and again, I say alleged because I've only seen like the first episode, started watching this.
It sure seems like she hit him with the car and left him for dead.
That's what it seems like.
I'm no legal expert.
That's what it seems like.
And they, again, all you have to do is create one juror's got to believe that you're not proving the facts. And they've tried to spin this into some sort of police conspiracy that somehow the cops conspired to make it look like she did it.
Yeah, and I don't know which way this goes, but like I said, I'm in episode one. I'm totally hooked. And there's more and more news coming out day by day because people are watching this thing as the trial is played out, and I'm just like blown away. But one of the jurors, or should I say witnesses, was like, yeah, she said this. I hit him. And she said that she overheard Karen Reed saying that after finding her Boston cop boyfriend dead in the snow, but she claims that she's innocent. Anyways, I don't know how this shook out, but Mike, how was a cop dead in another cop's yard?
Right. Well, that's where the party was.
And nobody knows what happened.
Well, they were outside. The couple goes outside. She hits him with the car.
I know. I watched the first. I'm just saying, the idea is nobody knows how it played out.
Something else going on.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. Anyways, I'm hooked on this.
I think she did.
It's a great doc. That's the thing about this. Right. You remember that great doc we watched a few years back, The Stairs?
Yes.
You remember that? And it was like, oh, did the husband do it? And that was like eight or nine parts.
Well, I always go back to my father when I was a kid, when my parents were separated. Those great days, Carl was living with my dad, like Peter Pan. No rules, no laws. Dad would come home. I go, how's the case? What do you got working today? He goes, hey, I got a homicide in Brooklyn. I go, what happened? Oh, the husband did it. Spouse always does it.
Yeah, well,
if you're looking for the one-armed man, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's always the spouse.
Well, that's the thing on these TV shows, like CSI, right? It's always that's the case. Right. But anyways, if you've not checked this out, it's like one of those docs people be talking about.
Yeah, there's some great documentaries right now on Netflix. The Boss, we just talked about the Celtics city. Even though I could care less about the Celtics, that was super compelling. That was a great storytelling from Bill Simmons' production company.
Well, I like the way they went way back and gave you the foundation and then leading you all the way up to, you know, where they are. But I just had to share that with you. 404-726-0929. All right, so we find out what the Braves did, which was nothing today. And then as far as the Falcons, it's funny. Zeke hits me up. He says, are we going to get Cousins questions all summer long? Dukes, if so, this is why he needs to be out of here. Well, I just think this is the first step. First of all, we didn't expect him to be at voluntary workouts. That's number one. Right. Number two, now that he is – and again, you know, Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, you heard him just moments ago on the show say, look, he's doing everything. I mean, like, this is no different than where we were at the end of last season. Guys, he's not being a distraction. I'm going to tell you this. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to be a bad teammate if, in fact, he's going to be here. It's just the fact of what you're talking about, Zeke, which is we get to camp. You're answering questions. This is still, you know, it's looming. Is somebody going to come trade for him? Does he still want out? Those are the things that you could just, it would be out of here.
Look, I mean, we always were the assumption, the feeling that there would be some kind of market for Cousins, and if not, they would just simply cut him and eat it because they don't want to deal with the distraction. But here's the thing. There's nowhere for him to go. I mean, it's one thing like, okay, no one's going to make an offer. They'll just wait for you to cut him. But now it's like, even if you cut him, I'm not sure that anybody would be calling him necessarily unless there's some major injuries day-to-day.
All right. Well, let me ask you guys this. Do you think that this whole, maybe the meeting between Cousins and Arthur Blank, maybe that's what was discussed? Like, hey, look, we'll do what you want you to
just be a good soldier
but
and just play ball.
You just need to come in. Right. You know, what if that was the conversation?
I mean, it could be. Kirk is, like I said, this dude, I thought I knew this guy. I thought we had this guy figured out. And that's why I'm so disappointed, Carl, that this guy turned into like this. I mean, I don't even know if he's aware of how it comes off, how bad it looks. Maybe he's not aware of it. because all the stuff I saw on Netflix on the quarterback special and everything else looked like a real genuine guy. And we were always enjoying our conversations on and off the air with the dude. But to sit there and say you're not healthy after you told everybody you were healthy, and I get it. Fontenot created this mess by drafting Penix. And by the way, it's not anti-Penix. Penix is going to be a star, but you just do one or the other, and they just created this thing. Eventually, this thing's going to come to a head, too. But if Cousins can – here's the thing, Carl. Is he going to keep his mouth shut, or is he going to get antsy as we get closer to camp or when camp starts and start to, I don't know, use some leverage and not show up? And do the Falcons even care if he doesn't show up?
No, but if he's at – If he's at voluntary workouts, he's going to be there.
But that's also, again, right now, part of fulfilling the contract and is a percentage of showing up. I'm not saying he's going to dog camp out, but right now I just think it's all about him living up to his obligations to get his contract secure, make sure he makes his loot.
Look, I agree, but I also think if you do that during the season now with a new CBA, you're losing out. Like,
You don't get the money back.
You're not getting the money back. So, listen, when has Kurt ever given up money? Never. So I don't feel like that's what's going to happen. And by the way, don't you want to be a good teammate, Mike, for whatever situation you might be in next? You've got to try to overcome the image of whatever happened here. Whatever's perceived to have happened outside of the walls of Flowery Branch, you've got to sell whatever team you potentially want to end up at or go to that, hey, I am still that dude, and some bad stuff happened here, but I'm able to overcome that. I don't know how it's going to play out, but that's a great question. It really is, Day-Day, because if he acts up or he is he starts to make demands and stuff like that, Mike, I just don't think that goes over well. I just don't.
But like I said, you try to handicap the situation.
You can't.
I mean, it's bizarro world, you know, but you do feel that, you know, you hold on to him. And look, you've always said post-June 1, but if you hold on to Cousins – and you take him through camp, and Kirk's a good boy. And maybe that's to Day-Day's point, he and Arthur, they've said, like, here's what you're going to do, you know, and no distractions. And then, you know, invariably there are injuries. Invariably there will be a team that, you know, even if it's for depth, if they've got a young quarterback. So right now there's none, but there doesn't mean there won't be in July or August, I should say.
By the way, speaking of the Falcons, just to rehash, Drake London's fifth-year option picked up. Duh. They needed to do that. They were going to do it. So you start looking around the league, and a lot of the stars that we've talked about, Trayvon Walker, Aiden Hutchinson, all these guys, their option has been exercised. There have been other guys who they did not. Mike brought this up. Kenny Pickett's option, not exercised with the Browns. So, you know, you look at this and you say, all right, what is Drake London? 3 years in, you know. 3 years from now, we're going to know about Xavier Watts. We're going to know about Jalen. We're going to know about James Pierce Jr. You will know if they are legitimate and whether or not they're going to be potentially, you know, long-term option for your team. But Drake has certainly shown that. So they picked that fifth-year option up at $16.8 million. And, Mike, the next thing for him will be his second contract.
Right.
They will, you know, begin to look at that down the road after this season and see what that's going to look like. The irony is Kyle Pitts, going into his fifth-year option, is playing for that next contract.
Right.
And if he has a career year, Mike, this is going to be one of those tricky things that we're going to talk about. When you say, okay, one good year, not so good, not so good, not so good, a great year.
Well, let's hope that, you know, here's the thing. Worst case scenario is the best case scenario. Pitts balls out, 1,000 yards, 8 to 10 touchdowns, and now we just franchise tag him.
They could do that.
And then you just hold on to another year and then play it like that. Now, it's not ideal for the player because players obviously want.